Yes,
Love
yes.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We give you glory and praise on Bible
yes.
Storyland, and we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, my
you,
King.
Lord.
Thank you, our Father. Our Father, which art
yes.
in heaven, hallowed be thy holy righteous name. You are Lord.
Yes.
You are King. You are Shepherd. You are the ruler of our nation. No God is great
yes.
like you. So, Lord, this morning we say, have your way on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you, Lord God. We surrender
yes.
all to you, Lord. We surrender
yes, Lord.
Everything to you. You are
yes,
the way.
God,
you are the truth.
You, the
you
glory,
are
Lord.
The living Father that makes the way.
Glory.
The way is in you. When
yes,
we turn
Lord.
To you, our help.
Thank you.
You are the strength of our lives. If it had
yes.
not been for you on our side,
yes.
where
yes.
would we go? What would we say? We don't know
all
the
right.
way, but truly, you are the way. You are that friend that we need that sticks
all
closer
right.
than a brother. You are the friend that we need. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the friend. Hallelujah. You are a friend.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are a friend. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
our backs, hold us up, and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it and we are safe. Hallelujah. Lord, you make us to dwell
Lord,
in safety.
Lord.
Set us in safety from them that puff at us. Let us dwell in the land of safety. Lead us safely and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies. Let us lie down and rest in safety, O God. O God, we will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your wings. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings, we will trust.
Yes.
Be our comfort from the wind and the tempest. Cover our head in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hands. Cover us with your feathers. Be our defense and our refuge, O God. Defend us and deliver us, O God. Let your glory be our defense, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
O God, we thank you for defending us from those who rise up against us. Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield, O Lord. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward.
Yes,
we will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are our shield for us, O God. You are a strong tower for us from the enemy, O God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. Because truly, you are the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Well, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. Wow. Oh, yeah, we're starting a new year with a blank canvas. Yeah, we're starting all over. We repented, we fasted, we prayed, and now we have a blank canvas.
Yes.
What are you going to create on your campus this time? What are you going to create on your canvas? What are you going to create? Will prayer be a part of your canvas? Will your prayer life increase? Will you put that on your canvas of life? Will you give God more praise on your canvas? Will you go about doing good like Jesus did? Will that be a part of your canvas? We got a blank canvas. Will you visit the sick and shut in this year? Or will you put that on your canvas? Will you purpose to stay healthy by eating well and exercising? Will that be on your canvas that you got this year? Will you read and study God's word diligently? Will you pray effectual, fervent prayers? What will be on your canvas? That's what I plan to do. What do you plan to do? You know, God knows everything ahead of time. He knows everything.
Yes.
Everything ahead of time. So what's going to be on your canvas? What's going to be on your canvas this year? So, you know, are you going to read the Word of God so it can be written on your blank canvas, so it can be written on the tables of your heart so we won't sin against God? You know, because we're human, we sin. He said, no good thing can come from our flesh. So we're going to consult the Lord this morning. He is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, says David in Psalms 23. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yay! Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear any evil, for we know that you are with us, O God. Your rod and your staff is comforting us.
Yes.
You are preparing a table before us.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of our enemies. You anoint us our head with oil, and our cup is running over. Surely your goodness and your mercy is following us every day of our lives. And we will dwell. We won't run out. We will dwell. We're not going to try to just run in 5 minutes, but we're going to dwell in your house forever. We're going to dwell in your presence forever. And we're thanking you today, Lord God, that as our shepherd, that we will have the best year that we've ever had. We're going to lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily beset us. And we're going to run this race with patience. We're going to run with patience the race that we have before us. And Lord,
yes,
it's a good race because we have you on our side. It's the best race because you are the one who carries us when we get tired, we get weary. You carry us. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Let's stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, as senior citizens, this is Senior Citizens Day, we have work to do. We have work to do. Let's begin this morning with praise so that the praises can reach his throne room. You know, let's give him higher, more exuberant praise than we did in 2016.
Glory.
Let's be about our Father's business like never before. So we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Happy New Year, Pastor. How are you?
Happy New Year, Minister G. I am doing great. I am blessed. I thank God today. We have a busy schedule on today. The community clergy is meeting at 9 o'clock, and then we have a friend, one of my husband's classmates, passed away. His visitation is at 11, and then one of my choir members passed away, and I have to be at my church at 12 for her memorial service. So keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. We're still praising the Lord for all of his goodness.
Amen, amen, we will. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard Pastor Donna Hawkins' request. And we're calling on you this morning like never before. Order her steps today. And you know, Lord, because we're human, we get tired. We get tired. Sometimes we get drained. But, Lord, you promised to give your servant sweet sound sleep and rest. So we ask you, Lord, to give Pastor Donna Hawkins that sound, sweet sleep and the rest that her body needs. And when she wake up, Lord, let her be refreshed. Let her be renewed, not just in physical strength, but in spiritual strength as well, oh God. And so we're thanking you this morning what you're doing for Pastor Donna. And Lord, you know the schedule that she has, but she's willing to follow your schedule. She's willing to be led by your spirit, oh God. So, Father, lead and guide her by your spirit like never before. And everything, oh God, everything, we're bringing it to your feet. Oh God, you know the people that left this earth that she knew.
Yes.
You know the people, Lord. And so today we're asking you, Lord, for mercy and grace and traveling mercy, safety, protection, everywhere she and her husband and the family goes. We're lifting up those who lost family members, oh God, in that area where she lives, those people that she knew, oh God, particularly her choir member, the one that sang praises and gave you glory every time the door is open, a faithful missionary, a faithful servant. Oh God, you called them from this life into eternal life with you. And so, Father, their families are going to miss them so greatly. But you're able, oh God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of you. And we ask you, Lord, to give them favor, grace, and mercy. Give them peace of mind, knowing that the family member's in a better place, oh God. You said we're to weep with those who mourn. And so we're weeping this morning, oh God, with those who mourn. And we lift them up before you, those families. Strengthen them, Lord God. Strengthen the family unit, oh God. Give them courage and strength. Oh God, give them grace and mercy. Heal their broken hearts in the loss of their family members, oh God.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
So, Father, we thank you for Pastor Donna and everything. Everything, oh God, we leave it at your feet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What are you going to sing this morning, Pastor Donna?
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We woke up this morning with our mind stayed on the Lord. Our mind could have been on the bills. Our mind could have been on the death of a loved one. Our minds could have been on our job. But we woke up this morning with our mind stayed on Jesus. I love it, I love it. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, Minister G. I love you.
I love you, too. Is it cold in Paducah?
It is, it is. It was really cold last night. But it's a little bit better today. It's supposed to be up to 25 today. It was down around 12 yesterday, last night. But it's supposed to be a little warmer today.
All right. It's 51 degrees right now. It's supposed to be up to 60. Well, it's supposed to be colder than that, but I thank God.
Yeah.
Well, I love you. I'm going to let you go. I know you got things to do. God bless you and your family, your church family. I love y'all.
We love you, too.
All righty. Well, we got Jackie on here. Good morning, Jackie Travis. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. I missed you last week. I missed y'all on the radio. I thought you were on it. I called. I was talking. I said, oh, I had to put on the radio. I was telling somebody, but I'm glad that you had sent me a text. I looked on the text. I said, oh, this is the wrong Sunday. I mean, Saturday. But
yep,
thank God we're back home. I thank God. My family's down that cold, poor thing. Every time they tell me it's a degree, I say, y'all are so lucky. This is to have that cold weather they get home.
Yeah.
I miss them, but I don't miss that cold weather. Thank God.
I know it, girl. I grew up partly in Ohio, and I don't miss the snow. I miss my family, but I certainly don't miss that cold.
I know, but I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
But, thank God. Get ready for a new year, a new year. Well, I lost a lot of people last year, about 11 patients. Now, I count them up. I lost about 11 of my clients and people that I took care of and did things for. It was 11 of them.
My
so
God.
It was a rough year. Yeah, it was kind of a rough year. But, hey, there's nothing we can do about it. Like my auntie always says, nothing you can do about it. It's one of those things. So it was the time. The time was for them, and that was their time. So I enjoyed them while they were here. But just pray for me.
Yeah.
Be strong. Hold on, okay?
I know. So some of you get so attached to. You know, you get so close to them, and you go like, Lord, but I was hoping they were going to make it, Lord. I was hoping they were going to live longer, but hey, God
yes,
has a plan for all of us.
That's right. Miss Ruth Wheaton, she passed away, you know.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
she must have been about
94. I went to her funeral, too.
Oh.
I had two funerals in one day, half and half, wasn't it something? But
yes.
Thank God I got a chance to go. Yeah, that was great. And some more, I can't think of them, but I'll tell you later. But I can't remember. I'll tell you all later. But what's the day is, we sang a song in church, New Year's, I think it was New Year's Eve, and then I knew the song from listening to Shiloh. Nothing better than knowing Jesus.
All right, it's Senior Citizens Day today.
All right, I think that's a good little song. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. He will pick you up and turn your life around.
Yes.
You ought to know him. Get to know him. Right now, today. Just come. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. He will pick you up and turn your life around. You ought to know him. Get to know him. Right now. Today, just come. Oh, I'm so sorry, but today is not a good day for singing, but I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of that.
Amen.
Get to know him. All right. Amen. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you, Jackie. I love you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Jackie Travis, your precious daughter. You know everything that she has to face in life. You've got her life already planned out. You know the end of her life from the beginning. So give her strength in the name of Jesus. Bathe her voice, Lord God, with your healing power. Be with her husband and her two daughters, oh God. Bless her as she go from each patient that she sees, Lord God. I thank you for your healing touch as she touch every patient, Lord God. Oh God, let their immune systems be healthy and well. Oh God, and we thank you. For all the elderly that she takes care of on a daily basis, oh God. Encourage your heart. Encourage your heart, oh God. Put joy, 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 that only joy you can give, that deep down joy within her, oh God. Bless her. Encourage her, Father. Strengthen her. Keep her healthy. Keep her well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sister G. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, right now we're going to pray for the elderly. You know, it's so many elderly all over the world, and I thank God for the elderly. You know, it used to be the elderly that left before the young people, but many young people are dying at an early age. But today our focus is on the elderly, those gray-haired people, those who are like, 60 above, the elderly. And we're going to lift them up today. Some of them are not saved yet. So we're going to pray for their salvation as well. So I thank God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to hear our prayers. As we pray for the gray-haired people, those, Lord God, who've been on this earth a long time. And, Lord, we pray for their physical needs. Oh, God, that they would have healthy immune systems. Lord, that they would not have to run back and forth to the doctor, you know, regularly, Lord God, but they would be healthy and well. And Lord, they would be able to eat the good of the land. And their hearing would be excellent. They would be able to hear well. And they would be able to see well. Oh, God, and they would be able to keep their teeth in their mouth. Oh, God, and their blood pressure would be at normal levels, oh God. We pray for the elderly everywhere, that the elderly, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, their needs would be met. We pray, Lord God, that their social needs would be met. We pray for their their children and their grandchildren would rally around them and,
and
lift them up and encourage them, oh God. We pray, Father God, that they would be able to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, be out there, oh God, be able to go to senior citizen centers that are holy places, righteous holy places, oh God, where there's godly people going there, where the word is going forth, and they're having excellent, healthy food. They ain't sitting playing bingo all day. They're not sitting watching Love of Life all day. But, Lord, they're involved in life in the name of Jesus. They're involved with their children. They're involved with their grandchildren. They're involved with their church, oh God. And, Lord, we pray for their intellectual needs, that their minds, oh God, would be healthy, that they would read the word in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they would not have Alzheimer's or senility, but, Lord, they'll be able to read books, you know, books that's going to help them on their spiritual walk. We pray for their emotional needs, that they would not walk in fear, but they would be protected from those that would try to take advantage of them. Remove loneliness from the elderly, Lord, where they feel like, I'm all alone, nobody come visit me. But, Lord, let them roll up their sleeves and say, Lord, what would you have me to do today? Do you want me, Lord God, oh God, to call the sick and shut in? What do you want me to do today? Lord, I pray for their spiritual needs, that they would open your word and read your word. And those that came to you, Lord, they would listen to your word on tape, on CD, on the TV. They would hear your word, oh God. I pray that they would study your word to show themselves pleasing to you, oh God. That they would be godly men and women, the elderly, Lord. I pray that they would intercede daily, pray for their families, pray for their neighborhoods, pray for their cities, pray for the president, pray for the leaders, pray for those who are going to work, pray for the children at school, pray for the children on the school buses, that they would have a prayer life, every senior citizen, oh God, that's saved, that they would diligently study, oh God, that they would be of service in the kingdom of God. They won't just sit on the church bench and feel like they're worth nothing, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you that they will begin to feed the hungry, oh God, that they'll fix food. And when, if they're able to get out and see a homeless person, a hungry person, they would give it to them, Lord, and they would go visit the sick and shut in if they're able to, Lord God. And they will pray, Lord God, and help correct the children. And I pray, Lord God, for those elderly who've never called you Lord, who've never called you Savior, who don't know you as the shepherd, the good shepherd. I pray for their salvation in 2017, that none would be lost, that they would all come to the knowledge of you, the saving knowledge of you. I pray, Lord God, that they would confess with their mouths that Jesus is Lord, and that they believe in their hearts that you raised Jesus on the third day, and then they shall be saved. And Lord, after they're saved, I pray that they would dedicate their lives to you, that they won't just sit daily and do nothing and let their minds wander on things that are not holy and righteous, but they would think on these things that are pure and just and holy and lovely and kind and loving and pass the love on to everybody they come in contact with. And they'll say, baby, are you saved? They'll bring somebody to the Lord. They'll let somebody know you need to know Jesus. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, I'm going to tell you about the man called Jesus that I gave my life to. So, Father, let salvation come forth for the elderly, Lord. And we are thanking you this morning for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do for the elderly. Well, good morning. We have Miss Ludell on us with us from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Ludell. Happy New Year again.
Good morning to all. Same to you all. How you doing this morning?
We're doing great. I know you got a birthday coming up next month, huh?
Yes, ma'am, if the Lord say so.
February 10th. How young are you going to be?
49.
49 plus. I know that's right. You got the right spirit.
You have
I love
to change
your
it around, you know. You know. You
I
know.
Oh, I thought you were going to be 95. You're going to be 94.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 94. Hallelujah.
I'll be 95 the 10th of February.
Ma'am?
I say 94 now. I'll be 95 if I live the 10th of February.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I thought.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
praise
you see, it's Christmas Day today, Miss Liddell. You feel like singing one of them old songs that you know so many songs.
I try.
Try
right
Jesus.
Now.
What about that song? Try Jesus. I love that one.
That's just what I was going to sing. That's just what I was going to sing. All right, let's go. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried it, man. He's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. If you're motherless, he's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him. He's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. Oh, yeah, if I done tried it, man, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right, oh yeah. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I love that
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
He's all right.
You trying because I know when 94 years, I know he been all right. I know he all right right this morning. Yes,
Amen.
Ma'am, I know all about him. And I hope and pray you know all about me because I try to have a close relationship with him.
I
a
know.
Close relationship, a personal relationship is what I have with my Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, try Jesus. He's all right.
He's all
a
right.
Friend that's closer than
he's
a brother.
A friend. Yes, he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know,
yes.
our brothers. You know, sometimes we say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh, Lord.
Me, oh, Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Standing
so
in
we
the need
crying
of prayer.
Jesus this morning. We thank you that he's holy and righteous. You know, Matthew
right.
25:36 says, you know, we're talking about, you know, spiritual fruit today.
Uh-huh.
Spiritual fruit is what we need. You know, we can't sit down as senior citizens. We got to bear fruit in our old age.
All right.
Not sit down on the pew. We got to bear fruit in old age.
Right.
We can't just sleep on
no.
the pew. We got to pray continually.
Uh-huh.
We can't nurture our aches and pains.
Uh-huh.
We can't complain about how life has been, you know,
uh-huh.
bad to us. We
uh-huh.
got to try Jesus. And know that
try.
He's all right.
All right. Try.
You know, we must be fresh and flourishing. We
uh-huh.
must declare that the Lord is upright and there's
uh-huh.
no unrighteousness in him. We got to
uh-huh.
tell people about the goodness of God.
Right.
We got to tell people daily about the goodness of God. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. We got to tell them. As senior citizens, we must bear fruit even in our old age. In order to bear fruit, we must abide in God. We must stay connected to God through prayer, Bible reading, Bible study, and we got to be obedient to God. We must stay firmly connected to God to remain spiritually productive. You know, if you do these things, you will stay spiritually productive. When you read the Word, study the Word, you pray daily, you spend time in the secret place, you will stay spiritually connected to God. If we disconnect from God, our source of life, we will die spiritually. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They disconnected to God when they sinned, and they died spiritually. They were even kicked out the garden. You know where they used to meet with God every day? God looked forward to meeting with them every day. Now, don't you think that their sin was a surprise to God? Just like when we sin, it's no surprise to him. He already knows what sin we commit, what sin we're going to commit. He know it already. But he made a way of escape. And so we can't disconnect from God. We must use our fruit to be a blessing in the lives of others, especially to the body of Christ. There's much to do. You know that song? There's much to do. There's work on every hand. As the older men, we got to teach the younger men how to care for their families, how to be the leaders in their families, how to be the priests of their household. And as older women, you know, we got to teach the younger women how to love their husbands, how to live a righteous life, how not to be slanderers and, you know, drinking wine. And we got to teach them, you know, how to live holy, how to love their husbands, how to love their children, how to be self-controlled, how to be pure, and how to be busy in their own households. Many young women nowadays, they want to go get their nails done every week, their hair done, but their kitchen ain't clean. Their floor is not mopped. Clothes ain't washed. Children out of order. Runny noses, colds and fever. You know, but we got work to do. We got to teach the younger women, honey, you got to mind your own household. You got to do these things that's going to help your children. You got to, you know, not spare the rod and spoil your baby. We got to teach them. We got to teach the younger men and younger women how to live holy lives, how to bring up the children in the household, how to train them up the way they should go. As elderly men and elderly women, that's our job. You know, sometimes we go to them, they don't want to hear it, but we got to tell them anyway. We got to tell them anyway. We can't just let them just go out there and, you know, we see them going the wrong way and we just ignore them. We say, well, they don't want to hear it. No. Our job is to tell them. Jesus didn't come here and say, oh, they don't want to hear it. No, he didn't give up on us. He told us the truth anyway. So we tell the young people the truth is going to set them free. Just like Jesus told us the truth, he said the truth is going to make you free. So we as elderly, we got work to do. There are plenty of young adult, young people, married people, single people in the church. We got to tell them, and we got to show them how to live. They don't know. They ain't been that way before, but we've been that way. So, you know, Matthew 25:36, it says, you know, these are things for the elderly to do. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Matthew 25:42, for I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. Even in our old age, we can work for the Lord. We can give clothes to the needy. You know, even if you spend, you know, a dollar in the Salvation Army and say, look here, I saw this woman, and she needed this. Buy it. You know, when you cook your food, you can say, look, up the street, I saw this homeless man hungry, a homeless woman. You could take some food up there. Don't let it fall in the refrigerator. Take the food to them. Many of them said, don't give them money. Because many of them, you give them money, they're going to drink, they're going to drug it up. Give them food. Take a hot plate of food after you cook it up the street. Say, here, I thought you may need this. I thought you were hungry. And you know, we got to do what the Lord said, even in our old age. You know, we can write letters and pray for those in prison. I heard this testimony about a woman. She was elderly, and she, you know, the Lord told her, he said, I want you to write letters to those in prison. So she started writing letters to those men, or men and women, I don't know exactly, but to those who were in prison. And she started obeying God. You know, she ain't felt helpless no more. You know, sometimes as elderly, we sit at home and we say, oh, Lord, I'm lonely. I ain't got nothing to do. All the young people working in the church, and they doing the communion now. And the young people, they doing the singing. I ain't got nothing to do, Lord. They heading the committees now, Lord God. They doing this and they doing, they taking over. So I just got to sit here and be quiet. No. Lord said he got work to do for us to do even in our old age. There's much to do. There's work on every hand. You know, have you called a sick person that's been missing in church lately? I remember when I was growing up as a teenager, my pastor used to say, Caritha, you write down anybody who's not here, write their name down. And we go visit them after church. And the women, if they were sick, the women would go and clean up the house and cook food. If they needed money, my pastor took money. It wasn't out the treasure. It was out of his pocket. And he would give it to them. So I thank God, you know, for my pastor. Because I was 16, 17, 18, 14 years old, and he taught me. He said, look, I want you to read the church minutes every Sunday. I was so shy, I would hold my head down. But, you know, the elderly women and men, they'd encourage me. They said, Caritha, you can do it. Just keep doing it. When I was 17, they encouraged me to teach Sunday school. So we got a work to do. They were elderly, but they taught me. There was an older woman. She taught the women in the church how to be holy women, righteous women, how to be chaste housekeepers at home, how to love their husbands and their children. And we had that class about once a month, and we didn't have no class for my age, so I had to go to that class. And I tell you, that older woman blessed me. She taught me things that I still use today. So elderly, we got a work to do. We got much to do. We ain't got time to sit around and complain. Oh, my left toe hurt. Oh, my stomach hurt. Oh, my blood pressure up. No. God didn't give us an excuse. He didn't give us a way out of that. He said, look here, I want you to pray. You see the school buses driving past your house? Down the street, pray. You hear the fire alarm going off? The fire engine's running? Pray. You hear about bad news in your neighborhood? Pray. That ain't the time to gossip. That's the time to pray. You hear about a family that got burnt out? Call the people at your church. Say, look, I was looking at the news, and I heard about this family that got burnt out. They live over there on 17th Street. Let's get a committee together and go over there. I hear they have children, and you know, let's go over there and see what they need. And then gather things together. You don't have to do it yourself. You can call somebody together. You can't walk. You on a walker? Call the younger people. Say, honey, I don't drive no more. Can you get a committee together? I saw in the news that this happened. Can you go over there? This is the address for the people. Find out what they need. You know, that's what the Lord said. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Elderly, we got things to do. We don't have time to sit around and say, oh, Lord, my arthritis bothers. No. The Lord say, do it anyway. Can you imagine? He was beaten brutally, betrayed by those that were close to him. He said, Father, if this cup could pass for me, let it be, but let your will be done. So that's what we got to say. Father, my arthritis acting up today, but let your will be done. Father, mm-hmm. my blood pressure swinging up and down, but let your will be done. Father, mm-hmm. I'm hungry. My stomach mm-hmm. say I'm hungry, but Lord, I got to pray first so that other people can be fed too.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be about our Father's business. Now, I want to tell you something. You know, God honors his word above his name, and so do we. So let's listen to God's word today. It's going to be brought today by Minister Chapman. He's one of the ministers at Little Rock House of Prayer. He and his wife work diligently in the church. And you know, he's a man of God. He sings, he prays, he praises. And, you know, on his voicemail, he has down there that I forget exactly how you have it. What's that on your voicemail, Minister Chapman? Man of the word. Yeah, that's him. So this is Minister Chapman. He is from Jacksonville, Florida. He's married, got children, grandchildren, maybe great grandchildren. But I tell you, I love to hear Minister Chapman sing on Sundays. When he's gonna bring the word, he get up there and he sing those old hymns, and my soul is just, oh my God, it's just so uplifted. I just love to hear him sing. So, Minister Chapman, I introduce you today on Bible Storyland. And, Father, even as Minister Chapman began to speak, oh, God, open. As he opened his lips, pray through him. As he opened his mouth, speak through him. Oh, God, let him be your mouthpiece. Let him bring forth that word. Let none of us leave off of Bible Storyland the same way we came on. Let every burden drop off of us. Now strengthen Minister Chapman and his family, Lord. Draw him closer to you in 2017 than ever before. Meet every need in his household, oh God. And I just thank you for the word that you gave him in his belly today as he bring it forth, Lord God. We thank you for giving him blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Not just monetary blessing, Lord God, but spiritually bless him like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Let God have his way,
amen.
Minister Chapman.
Amen. Run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. 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 Run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. All your people, don't look back. All your people, don't look back. Run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. Praise the Lord for that song. Song that don't run and don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
Children, today if you want to hear God's word, don't look back. Because mm-hmm. nothing there back for you but the world of sin. It's time now to run to God, because God is calling us right now. I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the radio. I thank God for Sister D and the one who works here doing, even with the children. I just thank God for her, that God encouraged her heart and her mind, that she continue doing what God said to do. I just thank God for right now. Praise the Lord, I give a few words of praying that people to get rid of your land. Everyone to hear the sound of my voice, that God is able to do what he said he will do. And I just pray, God, that everyone is take your light and take heed to God's word. Because the day you hear it, boy, harden not your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, I bring a few words from the St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. And the 28th verse, certain word, come. Come is the word that edifies and defines an invitation. God is giving an invitation to come to him. All you that live and have a lady. Other word, that you don't have to continue in sin. You don't have to continue doing wrong. God is opening an arm unto you, tell you to come on. Because you have it later, and he will give you rest. Only way you're going to have rest is through the word of God. And Jesus stretched out his hand today, and he did back yonder. He said, come. He's a God that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But yet God is calling the people together because of trouble in the land. Come on and take God's hand. He said, take ye, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. In other words, you got to take God's word and learn of him because his yoke is easy and his burden light. Oh, God, we got to continue in God's word. Everyone in the land, we got to hear God's word because we realize that everything is going down but the word of God. I say, Jesus said, come, come, thy meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Yeah, God, I want to give you rest. You can't have rest unless God is in your life. Reason why people are in the world, they're running to and forth. Pray the Lord, as God said, they can't sleep at night. They got to stay all night long because they ain't got no rest. But Jesus here to come to give you rest unto your soul. In the name of Jesus. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Other words, the word is not hard. The word, as David said, Lord, hear that I may hear my heart, and I sin not against thee. For we need God's word today. I say, come, come, and now the world, they're full of sin, they're full of trouble. Time is winding up. Time ain't long as it has been. God is calling you, whether you're young or old, whether you're blind, sick, or whatever condition you're in. God is calling you in the name of Jesus because he's saying the word in Peter, praise the Lord, 3:9. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some man count slackness. But he is long-suffering to us all, not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. God is calling us to repentance right now. We got to give up right now because Jesus is on the way back. And he's coming out of church with dollars following him. I say, come. Come to God. We're unscratching hands. Unto the saved and unsaved, unto the gambler, the drug dealer, the alcoholic, the wherever you are situation in, God able to deliver you from all of your sin. All you got to come, he give you invitation right now in Jesus' name. He said in Isaiah 59, chapter the first verse, to behold the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save you. Neither is it heavy that he cannot hear you. Or the word in his hand, he's cursing out to you right now. He has seek the Lord while he may be found and call on while he near. Come. Come to him right now. He got his hand open to you. Praise the Lord. But he said, your iniquity have separated me between you and your God. And your sin have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. God is telling you to come, or ye laboring heavily. It doesn't matter what you are, or what you've done in your life. God is able to control. God is able to hear you. And knowing I was a backslider one day, and nobody can drink more beer than I could. But God was able to deliver me. God will deliver you. All you got to come. Come unto Jesus. That he is the one going to save you. He is the one going to deliver you. All you are in rid of your land. God is telling you to come. A simple word. You're not too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. With man is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I ask you to come, a word of encouragement in 14th chapter of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. We're in the 14th verse. To hear my people, which are called by my name, ought to humble themselves and pray and seek my face. All you do, you got to come. You got to seek the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. And they turn from your wicked ways. And then I will hear from heaven. Praise the Lord and will forgive them. Forgive their sin. And I will heal the land. What God's saying to us now, he gives us a chance. God delayed his coming day by day. Time is winding up, folks. Jesus said, come, come, O ye labor and heavy laden. If you know you're tired of sin, because one day I got tired and I heard the word. If you hear God's word, harden not your heart. You say, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. Turn around and rid of your land. Can Jesus say, come, come. He's all right open because he loved us so that he died that we have a right to treat our life. Devil out to kill, to steal and destroy. But he said, I come that you may have life and have more abundance. Oh, he's glad to come and surrender unto Jesus, and he will direct your path. Oh, you got to acknowledge him and lean on you, not to your own understanding, but lean on God, because God is able to deliver you. God is able to break through. He wants you to come. Come, oh, you labor in a heavy laden. You have to continue in sin that grace may abide. No, we had to continue in sin. But God had died. He died on the cross that we have the right to treat alive. He died. Don't care for whoever will. He said, let him come. Come. If you're hungry and thirsty, have the righteousness. Say, you shall be filled. Say, come. Come to the Lord. You world of iniquity, you world of sin, you world of disappointment, you world of rebellion, because we are rebellion people, sir. But God gives us a chance, gives a chance right now. We hear on the radio, we see on the news that people are dying every day. You just had a killing now and Fort Lauderdale. That the man got off the plane and killed five people and wounded eight. The devil is busy out there. The devil is on his job. But God is more than conquering. He able to touch pain out of death. Touch the victim from the grave. He said, come. Come. Oh, you living heavy lady. In your name of Jesus. And to hear the sound of my voice, hard not your heart. But you need to say, he that had ears to hear, say, let him hear. Well, thus say the Lord. Say, come. Oh, you living heavy laden. Don't matter what you did. Don't matter what you done. You see to say, come. Come. You're a drug addict. Come. You're an alcoholic. Come, you smoking cigarettes. Come, you on drugs. I was out there in that world of sin, but I heard the word told me to come. Come from out there. We got to come from to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You in radio land. You all hear my voice. Jesus said, come. Boy, it's too late. Time is winding up. God getting tired of our wickedness. He getting tired of our rebellion. God wants to come. Come. Come right now. And let God heal your body. Let God save your soul. Jesus is going to save you. Save you which is lost. If you need anything, God is everything. He is everything to us. We always got to believe in God. And right now, Jesus is saying to you, come, come. It's time to come in the ark of safety because it's going to rain. Ain't going to be water this time. It's going to be fire. It's going to rain. Rain down fire. But time now to come in the ark of safety. God is telling you, God is telling me to come into the ark of safety because he's able to save your soul. He's able to deliver you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I have been young and now I'm old. Oh, David said in the word, say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, now you see bread. And in the name of Jesus, don't matter what situation you're in, don't matter how far you went, knowing God gave you the rise, able to see another day, God gave you a chance to reconcile yourself unto him. God gave you a chance to repent for your sin. God gave you a chance to be delivered. God gave you a chance to be set free. All you do got to come, come, to come. Because one day you're going to seek the Lord. You ain't going to find him. One day you're going to call on him. He ain't going to hear you. In the name of Jesus, talking to you out there in your land, whoever hear the sound of my voice, harden not your heart. Hear what does say the Lord. I say, come, come, come. God has bid you to come. You got to say, be also ready, because you know not the hour or the time that the Son of Man coming. You see, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Jesus said, come, come. God beg you to come. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? In the name of Jesus, if your mother don't go, if your father don't go, come on in the house. It's time to come. Because every soul got to work out their own soul salvation. I say to you to come. God will tell you to come. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of encouragement that they're talking to you in the radio land. You hear God, boss. How not you are. God will want to save you, to hear you, to bless you, deliver you. It's time to be free from your sin. He said, my people call by my name. Just turn away from the wicked way. All you do got to humble yourself. Stop being proud. Stop being stuck up. Because Jesus died for you. Jesus said in the word, fear not man. Because man can destroy the body. But fear him that destroy both soul and body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to preach God's word and give people understanding. Get encouraged, because God wants you to be saved. He willing that none shall perish, but all come to repentance. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Woo, what a word.
Amen.
Come, come. God is calling us. He's calling us today. But thank God, thank God, thank God that he takes the time to call. He said, run, don't look back. Run, don't look back. Run into the presence of the Lord. Don't look back. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. God is calling you, no matter if you're a drug addict, a prostitute, a robber, a murderer, God is calling us. He said, come. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. God is calling us to repent. Repentance, sister. Repent. God is calling everyone who is not saved to be saved. So God is not slack concerning his promise. His hand is not short that he can't save us. So,
yes.
Yes, Lord. I thank God, Minister Chapman, for that powerful word. That was
Amen.
An awesome word. And it's salvation
praise
time. It's 2017. Tomorrow's not promised. People are dying daily, hourly, every second,
yes.
every minute. People are leaving this earth. But I pray for salvation for those who are not. And, you know, that was an on-time word. That word was just what we need. You know, as I was saying
Amen.
Earlier, you know, we have a blank canvas. And what are you going to do with yours? Are you going to, you know, tell other people about God that they need to be saved? You know, sometimes we say, oh, look at her, look at him. Yeah, they, God, yeah, they this, they this. No, we need to pray for their salvation. We don't need to point the finger. You know, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. I don't know about you, but I can't throw no stone.
All
I just
right.
pray and pray. So salvation
thank
today,
you.
I don't know, I believe everybody on here is saved, but if there's somebody on here who's not saved, press 1. Anybody on here not saved, press 1. All right, looks like everybody on here is saved today. I thank God for each of you. You know, but this is what you can tell other people who are not saved. Say, if you confess with your mouth, Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, you will be saved. And that's just the beginning. You got to learn how to live holy, how to live a righteous life. How to be obedient to God, how to establish a relationship with God. So I thank God for that on-time word today. Come! He's calling you. God is calling those who are not saved. He's calling us, too, to a closer walk. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is our plea. And you know what? We got to run back. Some of us, you know, have been backsliders. Those backsliders got to run. Move quickly, swiftly back to God. The next second is not promised. No more prodigal sons and daughters. We declare and decree faithful sons and daughters to rededicate their lives back to God. God is calling the sinners to repentance. He's calling the prodigal sons and daughters back home.
Yes, yes.
It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. So press 1 and give your request this morning. Prayer time on Bible Storyland.
Minister G.
Yes?
Will you please include my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins?
Yes.
My husband's cousin, David Kendall, passed away this week. So will you remember the Kendall family?
Yes.
The Alexandria Slack family, S-L-A-C-K, Alexandria Slack.
Okay.
And the John Center, S-E-N-T-E-R, John Center family.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Any more requests for prayer this morning? Press 1. Press 1 if you haven't already. Press 1. Ms. Liddell, you have any requests this morning for prayer?
Yes, ma'am. One of my dear friends passed at my church Tuesday, and I asked prayer for the Freeman family. And also, again, Mary Jean and her family and my family and family all over the world.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Minister Chapman.
I have a prayer request. My sister, they call you. Her son got shot.
Oh my God!
Older son got shot, and I had to pray to the Lord and pray for her and her son, and he gets strong in the Lord.
Yeah, now what's her sister's name?
My sister's name is Gia Mocha.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Gia Mocha, my sister's twin sister.
Yeah, M-O-L-T-E-N?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pray for her son. Got shot on Christmas Eve. Not Christmas, New Year. I mean New Year Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pray for my senior citizen.
Yeah, pray for my family.
Okay.
Sister G, pray for my senior citizens and my family.
All right, I got you, Jack. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you haven't already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to start off, and then Minister Chapman, I'm going to call on you in a minute to pray for someone.
All right.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we could call on your name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. And we're so grateful that we could call on you, the Most High God, who's so faithful to us. You are faithful to us. And we call upon your name today, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to hear our inner cries and our cries. And, Lord, this morning we lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins, Lord. You know her, Lord God. You called her into a holy way. Oh, God, she reverences you daily. She honors you. She blesses you. She calls on your name, oh, God. You know her. You know her fingerprints. You know her voice print. You know everything concerning her. And, Lord, she's concerned about her mother-in-law in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're calling on you, oh, God, for Mother Hawkins. Mother Hawkins, she is an elderly woman who's been on the battlefield a long time. You know everything concerning her. Keep her blood pressure at normal levels. Keep her immune system healthy and built up, oh, God. Remove discouragement from her, Lord, as she lost her friend, Mother Newsom, Lord. Encourage Mother Hawkins, Lord. And, Lord, many people are leaving this earth, and sometimes it's discouraging. When you've been around a long time, you see this one going and that one going. And, Lord, I thank you for encouraging her. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Minister Donna Hawkins' strength as she go today to different locations and do different things that you're sending her to do. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you for choosing her. Oh, God, you said to whom much is given, much is required, and much is required of her. Lord, you are enlarging her territory like Jabez when he said, Lord, enlarge my territory. Keep me close to you, Lord. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing for Minister Donna Hawkins. Now, we lift up those families. Oh, God, the Kendall family, the Slack family. Oh, God, the Center family, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them, encouraging them, drawing them closer to you. You know every family member. You called them, Lord God. You knew these situations that they were faced before they were born. Give them strength, oh God. Strengthen them on every side. Draw them close to you, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Lord, as they grieve for their family members, heal their broken hearts. Give them beauty for ashes, oh God. Give them the oil of joy for mourning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for what you're doing for all of these families. And we bless your name. We praise you. We give you glory and honor and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Amen. Minister Chapman, can you pray for Jackie Travis, for her husband? She has two daughters and the senior citizens that she takes care of.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God, rich in Heavenly Father, that knows all things, sees all things, bear all things. Oh, God, we just praying right now that you deliver right now, Lord. Lord, we know you're able to do all things because you are everything to us. Because beside you, Lord, we are nothing. But our Lord, I just ask you in the name of Jesus, touch sister right now, Lord, the elders, whoever she taking care of, Lord, her sons and daughters. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, yeah, continue to bless Sister D, oh, God. Bless everyone that have a prayer request. Oh, God, answer their prayer right now, Lord. Incline to our ears, your ears, oh, God, and hear. Oh, God, because we need you. If we ever need you before, God, we need you right now, Jesus. Oh, God, look upon my twin sister, Gail Moten, and her oldest son, oh, God. Oh, God, touch his heart and his mind that he change the way he's living and turn unto you, oh, Lord. Because, Lord, your hand not too short that you cannot save us. Neither your ear heaven you cannot hear us. But yet, Lord, we pray unto you. Lord, he said, wherever we pray, believe it, and we shall receive it. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone and rid of your land, oh, God. Oh, down whatever situation they're facing, wherever they going through, oh, God, wherever our stick of God, adversity they going through, oh, God, you are able to do all things, oh, God. Oh, God, we look into the air from which comes our help. Our help comes from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless, Lord, walk with us, talk with us, Lord. God ever protect us. Cover us with your blood, Lord, because your blood, that will save us, Lord. The day I see the blood, I will pass over. Oh, God, I ask you to pass over us right now. There is sick and needed. In the nursing home, Lord, in the hospital, oh, God. Oh, God, in the jailhouse, the prisoner, Lord, in people at home, Lord. We need to be covered by your blood. But yet, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to do this for us in your name, Lord. Bless, Lord, save, Lord, deliver, Lord. In your name, oh, God, we give you all the praise, Lord. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Oh, God, Lord, you worthy for our praise. You worthy to be praised, Lord. You worthy to be honored. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Minister Donna, can you pray this morning, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you pray for Minister Chapman's sister, particularly her son who got shot, during the holidays?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Now, Lord Jesus, while I'm bowed, I do ask, Lord, a special blessing for Minister Chapman's sister and nephew, Lord. Lord, you know all about that situation, Lord. But, Lord, we know that sometimes you use situations to let us see you more clearly, Lord. So, Lord, I am praying that this situation will touch everyone in the family to let everyone know that they need to move closer to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. So right now, Lord, we just ask that you would give the family understanding, Lord. We ask that you would give the family peace. And, Lord, we ask that you would touch the young man. Lord, we ask that you would heal his body, Lord, if it be your holy will, Lord. Lord, we know that all things are done through you, Lord. And, Lord, we are grateful that there is something to be gained from this situation, Lord. Lord, we just ask that the family will listen to you, Lord. Lord, I ask that the family would see you moving, even in this situation, Lord. Lord, have your way in the family, Lord. Lord, bless them and keep them in your care. It is in Jesus' name that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. All right, Minister Chapman. Can you pray for Ms. Ludell and the Freeman family and, Mary Jean's family, Ms. Ludell's request, for the Freeman
Amen.
Family and for Mary Jean's family?
Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thy kingdom come. Oh, God, let your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our debt, Lord. We forgive our debt, God. Lead us not in temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all evil, Lord. Oh, God, bless the family, Lord. Name by name, one by one, oh, God. Oh, God, you know what we need before we ask you. But yet, Lord, you say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. But yet, Lord, we're looking up to you for everything. Because everything is you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch your heart and your mind. Oh, God, most will touch their soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Bless, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, let your will be done, knowing that you're in control. Oh, God, you got the last say so. And, God, I just thank you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well,
hallelujah.
Amen.
It is closing time on Bible Storyland. We thank God for each of you. You know what? I want to tell you something. God loves you more than you even know, more than you can understand or comprehend or digest. His love is incomprehensible. His love is great for you. He loves you. I'm talking to you. He loves you. He is our Father, Abba, our Shepherd, our lover of our soul. His love for us is greater than the love that your father had for you, your daddy, the love that your mama had for you. His love is greater. Be very sure that he will never leave you, no matter what you face. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And as we close off the Bible Storyland, I want you to thank God. Thank God that his love is greater for you. He has great plans for your life. Great plans for your life. He loves you. This is a new beginning for all of us in 2017.
Well, yes, it is.
Turn around and love him back with all your heart, soul, and strength. Love him back. Love him back. Don't just let him offer and love and love on you and you don't love him back. We are commanded to love him back. So I want you to know that he commands you to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. I want to tell you, I love each of you. I look forward to hearing from you. Next Saturday, it will be Family Day. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget to praise the Lord daily. Daily. There are people out here who need your prayers. Don't forget to praise the Lord daily. Praise him.
Amen.
Praise him every day. Don't miss a day. Praise God. Throughout the day, you could be washing clothes. You could be doing whatever. But don't forget to praise the Lord daily. Praise the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day. Praise the Lord. Every day. Praise him. Don't forget. Praise the Lord. He's depending upon you. Your prayers to keep somebody from getting killed, to keep somebody from being ill, from dying because they're sick. He's depending on your prayers to keep the children safe and sick. So I love you. And I'll see you next week, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out on Bible Storyland. We just honor your presence this morning. We love you, Lord God. And we're dependent upon you to see us through every day, Lord. Oh, God, forgive us for our sins. Keep us under the shadow of your almighty wings. Keep our eyes focused on you. Let us not slip off the path, but keep us, Lord God, in your word daily. Keep us in the secret place with you, Most High, to dwell there in Jesus' name. I love y'all. I'll see you next time. 1-619-789-4313.
Amen.
What a friend we have.
Oh, yeah.